Oh my goodness. Talk about a heat wave, right?
Yeah, it's been real hot. So, but went boating last night with some friends and wake surfed a little bit and just trying to play a whole bunch the next couple of weeks. So, how
How fun.
about you guys? Are your kids back in school or what do y'all, are you still playing summer or?
Today is the first day. And we're kind of doing a mix this year, about half in homeschool and half at the private school where it's yeah. It's not quite as crazy as Crazy Town, USA. So,
Yeah.
oh my
Oh
goodness.
boy. Yep.
Yeah,
Good.
it's a great time to be alive and to wrap up summer. The peaches are in season, and so last night we made some peach ice cream, and so I don't want to brag, but
Wow. Wow. You guys, look at him. His ice cream machine maker's right there. He's
I
just,
know.
yeah, we kind of, he's showing me up right now. If you guys don't know that, that's what's happening is he's like doing a rub. That's all right. I've got an ice cream machine maker. Diane out in Elko gave me one. So,
You don't have to get jealous. Just
yeah.
trying to say I'm part of the
But I
club.
would love to have, I'm coming down to see you guys on Friday. So I'd love to try some peach ice cream if you
All
want to,
right.
make me some.
We'll make some up for you.
Okay.
I love it. Well, we've got
Yes.
people calling in. We got Cindy from Seattle, Alfredo from Texas, using up some peppermint. Cindy with, oh, I just lost it. Lemon in the tea and adaptive on the spine. So good stuff. Let me get our Facebook Live started. Anything you want to share?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that well, there's a whole lot of things that are up. I really love last week we talked about something that it came out of my mouth and then I just kept thinking about it and I just posted about it a day or two ago on social media about less fear and more living, right? That came out on this call and it just in the conversation that we were having. And I've really just been thinking, it's still been marinating with me for a week. Right. So, y'all, this was great space. And thank you for the space that we're all growing together. But just really thinking about, I feel like in a lot of the energy in the world is we're kind of in a wait and see pattern, right? Like wait and hold. Let's see. Let's wait versus progressing. Right. And thinking about that for yourself is looking at that. Now, that may just be more applicable to me. I'm not sure if others can relate to it. But is looking at in your life, where am I holding back? Where am I playing small? Or where am I waiting for the world or someone or something else to change outside of me before I really live, before I really go for my dream, before I really show up? Because outside of even 2020, those are behavior patterns that we can all choose, which is some form of waiting, procrastination, right? Perfectionism. A lot of times we're like, oh, I'm just getting ready to get ready to get ready, to lose the 10 pounds before I take the new headshots or family photos or wait until I know every chemical property of every oil before I host a class or, wait until I feel completely confident I'm not going to offend or someone's not going to like what I share on social media because I want to post about my business. You know what I'm saying? Is all the ways that we can be in a wait and hold position is often a fear, a mask of fear in some way. Versus, so it's looking at for all of us, like, where am I holding back, whether it's in my heart or in my home or in my business? Where am I waiting for the world to change before I'll change? I'm waiting for my upline to change or my downline to change, and then I'll take the action. Or I'm waiting, 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 or holding back. The thing I've learned about fear doesn't mean I don't love. At times, yeah, I don't like how fear can feel when my own fear gets triggered or comes up. But when you guys think about it, have you noticed that fear always has the same predictable, boring message? Have you noticed that? Like, how often does fear have a new message for you? And sometimes fear, I do think it's like, ooh, I like to think about it and like, oh, I want to be taught by my fear. Yes, it's a great, potent teacher. Your emotions are great teachers. But I'm asking you to think about because fear has the same message, which is some form of flee, wait, withdraw, hold, you know, pull back. Do you see what I'm saying? Is it's always some kind of a constriction and a moving away from. Now, we're not talking about healthy fear where you're like, hey, I'm out in the Amazon and there's a tiger 5 feet from me. That's a natural response to feel afraid. But so much of our fears and our thoughts, and I was thinking about this and I put it in the post. Again, if we're friends on Facebook or Instagram, if not, you can find me there as we share good content through the week. But I used to be really, you might find this surprising, Andy, but I actually used to be pretty afraid of flying in my younger years. I did not want to get on airplanes. Like, they scared me. I was nervous about them. And then over the years, like, I've flown a whole lot and you work through that. Well, I still don't necessarily care for some turbulence, right? Like, some people need that fun. For the most part, I really enjoy flying. And 2 weeks ago, I got on a flight to California. And then a few days later, I got on a flight to Las Vegas to pick up a car. And so I hadn't flown in 6 months because of the world that we're in. And let me just tell you, when we were taking off, oh my gosh, it was exhilarating. And I was so excited and being part of that. I love sitting in a window seat when we're taking off and watching the ascension and how cool it is, like the miracle of flight travel, right? And I get it, whether you love flying or don't love flying, however you feel about it. But you know, the big difference of why I used to be afraid of flying and now I like, oh my gosh, I love it and it's exciting, is all that changed was my thoughts. And that's where all creation begins, is it begins in your thoughts, is how I'm seeing something, how I'm thinking about something. So I'm asking you, all of us as a community, let's think about our thinking and let's think about how and where we're playing small. Now, you may not be ready to get on an airplane, no judgment here. But the reality is this year, my friends, we have seen fear marketing at its finest and how effective it is. That's not to say, are there people who've legit, you know, themselves or someone they love been affected by COVID? Of course. And are there things and ways of that? Absolutely, and awarenesses. But I think, like, we've forgotten, a friend of mine, he's an ER doc, been an ER doc for 25, 30 years, Western medicine, you know, ER physician. He stopped by last week to bring a little toy for my new pup, because we were just dear friends. He and his family were just really close, and he stopped by with a little thing for the pup. And as we got talking, I was like, what's your perspective, everything that's happening? He said, I think we've lost sight of the fact that all the sheltering in place or the, you know, flattening the curve was so we wouldn't overwhelm our hospital systems. So we wouldn't be put in a tough position to say some people can get care and some can't. And I'm so grateful we never got to that. But we're not there, and we've never come close to maxing out our hospital systems, at least collectively, and so forth. So it's just being aware that, but now we're all in so much fear, and it's like, oh my goodness. And fear's been described as false evidence appearing real. I mean, you've probably heard that many times over the years, right? False evidence appearing real. And gosh, could that describe 2020? In a big way. And it's not to say, in some ways, and for some of you or people you love, might be higher risk. And you go, okay, we're going to be a little more cautious, a little more with wisdom for our circumstances. There's a difference from being cautious or in wisdom than being anchored in fear. So I've really been thinking a lot about less fear, more living. But for all of us, and even before 2020, we could have had this same conversation, is where are you playing small? What are you waiting for to change outside of you? What are you expecting or experiencing where you're saying, gosh, once I feel totally perfect, totally confident, then I'll pull the trigger. Then I'll share the post. Then I'll host the class or call the person on my chicken list. You know what I'm saying? Is these are life lessons, loves. We're just seeing them on steroids this year. So it's the lessons already been around. It's just now. So I'm asking you, as your coach and friend in this space, today and at this season of your life, is where are you holding back? Where are you waiting for the perfect feeling or perfect confidence before you take action versus, you know, let's move forward. Let's create progress. You're meant to progress as a human. That is the intention, I believe, of every human, is progression, is some form of that. So just, I'm in reflection, and I'd love for you to weigh in any of your thoughts on this as well, and And I love, there's a quote by Tony Robbins where he says, progress equals happiness. And so thinking about that for yourselves, each of you, however that lands, is like, where do I want to progress in my life? Where am I holding back? And therefore, what do I want to progress on the opposite side of that? So those are some of the thoughts that, again, started here last week when we were together as like, oh, yeah, less fear, more living. This is our one life, sweethearts. This is it. This is your one life. And it's like, oh, when we think and pretend like, oh, I have all the time in the world, we don't know that. You know, earlier this year in May, Memorial Day weekend, my family, we lost my 11-year-old nephew for unknown reasons. Totally healthy, went to bed, didn't wake up. And I share that from a place where, you know, it's been a lot, you know, for my brother and his wife and what they've been going through and as a whole family. But it really reminded me that you can be 11 and healthy. And if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. Or you can be 35, or you can be 79 or 99 or whatever. And it's just like, it's just realizing for me back in March when I really hunkered in a lot March and April, because we didn't really have facts and stats and data, you know, and now we do. And we have a lot of good data, thankfully, right? Our numbers are so, so low in terms of hospitalizations and mortality or death rate from this. It doesn't mean, again, there are certain people, you can still have compassion for COVID and what's for people within it and for ourselves as humans and still be aware of the narrative and all the fear that's out there around it. But again, what that taught me in March, I remember thinking myself through, because there was one night, a couple of nights I got lost down some Twitter holes, which is not a good thing to do at night. But we were all kind of scrambling for information, and there was a lot of things coming out of Italy and images and so forth that I remember feeling a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. And I let myself think through that, like, well, what's the worst thing that happens? And for me, it's like, the worst thing that happens isn't that I die. My hardest part of thinking through those thoughts is exactly like my friend, the ER doc that was here last week, was being in a position where we decide who gets help and who doesn't. That felt like a really fearful thought. But for me, it wasn't dying. It was the fear more so is like feeling so afraid is the worst thing. So it's just being aware that, I'm sharing a lot of my personal thoughts, but the life lessons in there, the universal lessons, is even outside of 2020. And before any of us heard the word COVID, the reality is that you have already been dealing with this life lesson. There are ways that you hold back, you play small, you wait for permission, you wait for something externally before we take action. And this is our one life, and you just don't know. And so it's like, what are the dreams that you want to be about? I know I just introduced something that's heavy, and thank you for the love in the comments and so forth. I so appreciate that. You know, we're human together of life and loss and all the things. And I think that, again, though, the core universal lesson is like, where am I holding back? Where am I waiting to live? And for me, that's, you know, again, that's probably a little more than what you're expecting, my friend. But last week, when we really started talking about that, I've been thinking about it for a week straight. So those are some thoughts that are up for me. And from the place and the mindset, let's tune that into and use it as motivation, not demotivation, but like, I want to be living. Right? Like there's a line in that movie, The Shawshank Redemption. Have any of you seen that movie where he says, I better get busy dying or get busy living? And I just think for me, it's like, gosh, we got a lot of good to live and to do. So anyway, those are some thoughts. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. And Andy, if you want to weigh in on that, you know, is thinking about how fear or living is showing up for you.
Wow. Well, I think we can wrap the call now. You've already had a few mic drops. So just so good. Like this is one of those moments. Gosh. Yeah. 2020 is asking us so many good questions. And as you were talking about what kind of relationship we have with our fear, I was thinking about a song that I just discovered yesterday called Faithful Now. And it says, I will speak to my fear. Oh, I will preach to my doubt. And I just love that idea that when we leave fear in the dark corner of our lives, it has so much more power than it needs to have. And when we instead bring it out into the light and just have a conversation with it, it's amazing how little power it really has. Like, we are the creators of our lives. We are the author of our stories. We're the captains of our ship. And it starts with your relationship with fear. And so I just love everything you've shared. 'Cause living in fear is not living. It's just not. So, way to bring it, sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. And will you post that song in the comments?
I will.
Whoever sings it, because I would love to hear it.
Yep. Here it is. So good. Huh. It truncated the... Let me give you a better link. Awesome. There you go. So good. Wow. I love that. It's a great year to face your fear.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much goodness, and it's just like, and what I love about our community here is we're so about the light, right? Like I sometimes will say, who's on team light, you know, team light, team love. And it's like the light, and be part of the light, and be part of sharing the good. And, you know, I think about these little bottles of oil, and it's like, oh man, if they're not bottles of light, I don't know. It's like, oh, and I got adaptive here this morning, as mm-hmm. always. And I have a blend here that Haley B made me called Good Vibes.
Oh, I love it. What's in that one?
I don't know. She'd have to tell you. It's her magical blend. I know there's blue tansy in it. I can smell that. And it's, I love blue tansy. I know not everyone loves blue tansy, but I am a big fan of it.
That sounds amazing.
I love how it smells.
Can I just read one little, so this is from the Emotions book, Essential Emotions.
Yeah. And,
in the Emotions section in the back, it talks about courage, and it has some questions for you to just reflect on, you know, continuing on Tiffany's thread. So here's some questions for you to percolate on today. What will it take for me to act on my own thoughts and impressions? Who or what life experience has taught me that I must wait for someone else to lead out? Do I give myself room to make mistakes and learn? And then there's a declaration, I am now ready to act on what I know is right. And then there's a visualization, imagine an energizing sensation of color flow up through your body, invigorating, empowering, and leading you to action.
That's beautiful. What book is that from?
Essential Emotions. So you can buy it at essentialemotions.com. There's also an app, if you don't like to lug books around. The app has all the same content, and you know, it's searchable and clickable and all the things. So
I love it. I love my Emotions book, where it's such an insightful, oh, I just love it. I utilize it often. Where do we find it though, if people want to buy it?
Essentialemotions.com.
Okay. Do you all have that book? Who has that book? I'd love to, you know, hands up. Do you have the book or the app? Either one or both?
Shelly does.
I like to app when you're on the go.
I know, right? We use that thing all the time. Cindy, the Fulmers, Daryl, Karen, Susan, Amy, all yes. Love it. So, so good. Amy says her kids love it too. Well, we all have emotions. It's the water we swim in. So the sooner we get to understand them and manage them, the sooner we can have breakthrough.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, a lot of people are saying they have it, right?
Yeah.
And Shelly says, Joan Kuhn has been educating us for years on that book. I love that. And tell Joan hello. My goodness. She's such a little love. Well, good. Well, let's transition into some coaching. We'd love to help support you, strategize, break through, whatever might be up for you. It can be something that you consider simple or curious about. Can be business related, could be personal, could be deeper, richer, whatever you'd like that. If we'd love to support you, if you want to join us live on camera, you're welcome to, or Audible, or if you want to post your comments or questions on the Facebook chat or here on chat on Zoom, either way, we'd love to support and strategize with you.
Okay, Andrea says she has a question, but I don't see you on Facebook. I mean on Zoom. So Andrea Pabell says she's got a question. If you want to hop on Zoom, then you can just raise your hand and we'll bring you on. Okay, we've got Victoria on with us live. Can you hear us, Victoria?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have screaming kids in the background. So
you're great.
So here's my question. I want to expand internationally, and I have contacts, but I don't know how to enroll them. Like this morning, I had a girl, and she's in the UK, and she's like, "Yes, I want a kit, and I want it from you. I don't want it from anybody else. How do I do this?" And I'm like, "Good question." And so I got on, I changed it to UK, and I did that piece of it. But then I realized the kits were different, and there's not really anybody that I have that I can call and say, "Hey, can you walk me through this?" So I called my account manager this morning, and they kind of didn't know either, which was really frustrating. And so what was interesting, as all this was happening, my energy was shifting and the fear came up, and you know, and she loves me and she wants to buy from me specifically, but the reality is like, can I really support her? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, she can build out a big, huge team. We have a network of people over there just waiting, you know, for me to get it together or whatever, or for me to just say, you know what, I don't know that this is even possible. So like, I felt so, all of that fear and stuff really resonated with me. But the reality is it's because I don't know what to do, and there's not really, like, where do I go? What do I do, Andy?
Wow. Such a great, great question. And I'll bet that there's a few dozen other people who can totally relate to where you are and how you're feeling, Victoria. So, I can see at least two different levels of your questioning. One is like kind of just a logistical question of how do you do the enrollment thing, and logistically, how do I stay on top of an international team? And then there's obviously a much bigger question of how do I do something new? How do I break through the fear that I'm feeling about doing this hard thing, which is build internationally. So first of all, congratulations on getting stretched to the next level. So how do you know, Victoria, that you're ready to be pulled outside your comfort zone?
So I've been ready. I mean, even when Brazil was ready to open, like, that was just a whole missed opportunity for me. But I just don't have the direction. I don't have the support. I don't have, and so I struggle with that because it's just not there.
So the reason that you know that you're ready for this, so you thought you were ready with Brazil, okay? So you wanted it, but now the universe is sending you such a clear message. Like, I have a customer/builder ready for you in the UK. So that's how you know that you're ready for this, because the universe is bringing it to you on a silver platter. So how do we do this thing that feels so hard and where you feel so unsupported? You know, you've mentioned a couple times now, I don't have the support that I need. So I want you to just step back and take a deep, nice, deep breath and ask yourself, is that true? Is it true that I'm unsupported? Is it true that I don't have what it takes? And here's what I'll tell you. You've got everything it takes. And building internationally is so much the exact same thing as building in your own backyard. So to address the logistical question first, if I were to have somebody reach out to me in a market that I'm not familiar with, then it sounds like lesson number one is say, awesome, we are so excited to support you, and let's find out what kits are available in your market. And then we would go to doTERRA's website, change the market. You know, you could act like you're going through the enrollment process and just do a little bit of digging and pretending like you're going through the process yourself to find out what kits are in that market, right? And you might not even know if the if that market is open. And so that's another good next step, is to go to doTERRA's website, act like you're enrolling, go through the list of what markets are available and which languages are available. We've had people reach out to us from several dozen countries that are not open. And so that's, you know, that's how you find out. Then you come back and say, awesome, so this is where we are. And there are three different phases that doTERRA uses in foreign markets to fully open them and have them feel like an open market. So fully open is the final phase, but before that is OTG, and that stands for on the ground. What that means is we are able to ship products to them, but we don't have offices or events necessarily in the market. And then the phase before that is global access. So global access just means that we don't have any, you know, stores, we don't have shipping, we don't have commissions set up there. So it just means that you as the upline get to do more to help figure out how to get products to places. So the good news is that every market that's ever been opened has been opened by people just like you. People who had contacts or had a desire, and they just started with that. And one step at a time, they figured stuff out. And when one shipping solution fell through, they moved on to another one. And if that one fell through, they moved to another. Like, I could tell you hours and hours of stories of market openings and how people have figured it out. And the at the end of the day, it's up to you. It's 100% in your court whether you choose to accept the challenge and to choose the stretch and to go for it. Maybe you're feeling some fear, but this is where you get to say, am I going to choose to live and do it anyways? Or am I going to sneak back in my comfort zone and huddle up where it's comfy and it's a known quantity? And so it seems to me like the universe is saying, hey, it's time. Let's take some steps into the dark and do some hard things. And how do we know that this leader in the UK is meant to work with you? Because she's talking to you. She wants to buy through you. So rather than shrink back and say, maybe I'm not enough to be the leader she needs, a better question might be, why am I the right leader for her? Why am I the right leader for this market and at this time? See, if we sit in those questions, then what kind of answers will we land on? It'll be a really different place than why is this, you know, why am I so unsupported? Why can I not do this? And all the things that could or might go wrong. Tiff, I'd love to hear your thoughts on how you would face this stretch for Victoria.
Well, I really feel like, sincerely, Andy, it was like you were in your wheelhouse and I think you covered it. I think I would check in. My question to her is, Victoria, how does that feel for you, or how does that resonate with you?
So, like, honestly, it's not the fear of it's the logistical piece of it, right? It's the getting them enrolled, like, because I can support her whether she's enrolled with me or not. Like, there's a friendship base there, and she will always get support from me, no matter what. But it's really, it's that logistical piece. I'm not a type A personality. I don't like, so when I call somebody, one of my strengths is to figure out who can help me do stuff with what I need help with. Right. So when I called my account manager and they said, I don't know. And I'm like, well, can you ask somebody and figure this out for me? Like, can you help me? And the response was, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, ask somebody. There has to be somebody there that can help me.
So right? what specific questions do you have about?
So I did all of that. I did everything that you said, Andy. I went through, I found the kits. There was an AromaTouch kit and then the Home Essentials kit. And so we talked through both of those. Because those are the ones that were in their market, and stuff. And she chose the Home Essentials kit because it has frankincense in it, and stuff. And so she went through that and part of that enrollment process and stuff. But to find my, because I'm not in the UK, and if for whatever reason she can't pull me up. Like, that's the step that we got caught up on. And so
when she was trying to enroll, she was trying to choose you as the enroller.
Right.
Okay.
And it wouldn't work and stuff. So maybe I should, well, now that I'm talking to you, maybe I should just go to Link Generator and generate her a link from the UK with my, would that work?
So yeah, the Link Generator works for the US market.
Would it work for the UK market?
Well, if she's trying to enroll there, it works. But if she does sign up, she won't be able to use it to share with her friends. Does that make sense?
So yeah, so she won't be able to use the link generator because she's not, her number's not going to be in the link or whatever. The back end.
Well, yeah. So right now that tool is in. Yeah, that tool is just in beta for the U.S. So,
okay.
So yeah, you could. There's two ways you could enroll her. You could send her that link, or you could send her just the link to your replicated website through doTERRA. And then she can just follow the link. It'll ask her what market she's in, and she can fill that out and enroll that way.
Okay, because she went through, okay. I'll just have to call her.
If she just goes straight to the doTERRA website without the link, then it is tricky because the first question is, do you know someone at doTERRA? And you can search by name, which is the default. And it's tricky to find because, you know, I'm guessing there's a million Victorias in doTERRA. And so it's tricky. If you give her the ID and they search by ID, that's a lot quicker. But, you know, just the interface, it's tricky. It's not an easy enrollment process.
No, well, we'll figure it out. Like,
that's right. And that's exactly the message. If I could give you one message, it's that you can do this. You can figure it out. You can resolve her issues. You can resolve your own issues. Like, the answers are out there. It's just a question of, are you willing to do what it takes to get to the answers? I mean, calling doTERRA is an excellent idea. You probably got in touch with the US customer support. And they have customer support for every market. And so, you know, it's probably just a matter of keep asking there until you get in touch with the right market. So they have really good support. And but the support people only have knowledge for their market. So it is a matter of talking to the right people. So, you know, you might have to call back in and then go through the phone system to get in touch with the right market.
Okay. Okay.
But you've got this, sister.
Awesome, thanks.
Awesome.
Cool. What I love about challenges a lot is that It doesn't always mean you have to like them initially, but Victoria, what it is it's an opportunity. It's like you get to stretch and grow. And I echo Andy's point is that you're obviously ready because you've attracted this into your life, right? And to say, oh, I've got to get maybe a little creative or I've got to stretch and got to grow, but that growth is so good for you and good for what's to come. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how this progresses for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, somebody made a comment on Facebook. Maribel says that she tried to enroll someone in the UK, but you have to remember that not every market has the same promos. So they were expecting to have the same promo that the US was having, and that they didn't have it. And so just be aware that when you're using the link generator, some of the links that it generates are for the US promos. So just one more thing to be aware of.
Just be mindful of. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. All right.
Awesome. You got this. Thanks for joining us, Victoria. I'll see ya. Okay. We've got Andrea joining us. Andrea, can you hear us?
Here, I can hear you. Can you see
awesome.
Me?
Not yet.
Do I have to press, oh, here, video, yes. There.
There you go. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you based out of?
New Mexico, but I'm originally from Germany.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you. So I have something I want to change and transform, which, you know, I've hit silver a couple of times. I'm mostly a premier, and when I hear myself talk, my main thing is like, oh my God, I do it all by myself. I literally have no team. I'm a one girl show. And I thought about this one girl show. That's what I want to let go of because it is such a strong thing in my family. My mother was a one girl show. She traveled all over the world solo and wrote books about it. And that was her big marketing thing. You know, that there were solo expeditions. And I'm still doing her solo expedition. I want to change it. I love people. I love working with people. I work with horses too. And we have this whole thing that's called teamwork. But somewhere I've been really soul searching of like, what belief could be possibly holding me back from finding my leaders? And I think part of it is this one girl show. Like, I can do it myself. I don't need anybody. I've always done it myself. Watch me do it. Nobody can do it as well as I can. If you want it done right, do it yourself. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Good stuff, Lovey. So I love your consciousness and your awareness. And I think there's a couple things to look at, right, when we're wanting to attract leaders. But I love your awareness. And I think, what work, I know, because where you're so conscious and aware of it, it sounds to me like you've done work on this before. So I think about, like, how are you already nourishing it or shifting it? Is there permission? Do you feel like you would be betraying your mom and her legacy by being different? You know, and all of that. And again, I know some of those, we can go down lots of pathways, but I just invite you to ask yourself, it's like, do you truly feel like you have a sense of openness and you've given yourself permission to say, I allow myself to be supported. I allow myself to be open and vulnerable in relationship to give and take and receive and, you know, all of those kinds of things. What do you feel like you've already done that work where you feel like you've been massaging a new possibility?
I have done some of that work, but it's like the onions, like just when you said that, it's like this feeling like oh my God, like a weakness, like that would be weak. You don't need people. You don't need somebody to work with. You should be able to do this all by yourself. You know, where it's like, whoa, I don't believe that anymore. But there is this part of me where it's like wanting a team would be like a sign of weakness, like so outmoded, right? It's
like, yeah. But that's how you also, what you're feeling gives you awareness where it's just repatterning, or I said the word massaging, where you don't change it in one conversation, or overnight, but are you massaging a new story? Are you massaging new beliefs and permission? And I'm a big believer or a big fan of EFT as part of a massaging process of releasing or adapting something new, if you've utilized that as part of your toolbox. But I love you're aware. See, you're so aware. So you're instantly, you could identify, ooh, and I think that I now feel a sense of weakness, right?
Yeah, and I do a lot of tapping with Brad Yates. And I use oils to tap with. Like I pick stuff where I feel like, I don't think I found a tapping for the One Girl Show. But, I love team stuff. I do. I've always played cooperative board games with my kids instead of Monopoly.
Yeah. Super cute. But maybe within tapping is some of those same things. Again, some of the statements that would come up for me would be, you know, I allow myself to receive.
Yes.
And myself to receive is a really potent one. And then I allow myself to be supported. I allow myself, or I thrive within a team. And even if it's not true for you yet, we're massaging it now, right? We're choosing. Yeah. That's what an affirmation is a chosen belief, is I thrive within a team. Because when you think about love, last year I started reading this phenomenal book called The Hidden Life. It's either The Hidden Life or Language of Trees, which might sound interesting, but how trees have they're so deeply connected in their root system. So even though trees look singular, how they thrive and survive is they have a whole web network happening. Mm-hmm. And so yes, you can still own, like, I am a powerful woman. I am an empowered leader. I am this, like, you can own your individual, but maybe it's not either or, it's and, right? I am a powerful leader and I thrive within a team. Is this, the book, it was so fascinating about how connected trees are and how they'll, you know, in Africa, they gave this example of if a giraffe like starts nibbling on some of the leaves, the certain kind of tree will put off a scent that will get carried in the wind, which will alert the other trees to like close up shop a little bit to protect themselves. But they're in a whole communication thing happening.
Yeah.
Even though they look singular, right? It's like the web. And I get you, is sometimes as children or adults or anywhere in between that, we've learned that, like, hey, humans can disappoint us. So we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to count on someone. We want to just, well, I'll just do it myself. And if that was especially heavily modeled for you by someone you really love and respect called your mama, right? And so sometimes even in a deeper, like, cellular level, it's like, would I be betraying her if I chose a different path? But it's being aware that, like, okay, I can be both, like, count on myself and, you know, connect with others. But I think about a web, whether it's a spider web or trees within their web system, is like how there's a whole system happening on the planet to thrive together versus such individual parts, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's good. I will look up this book.
Yeah. But I invite you to do some tapping, and I would like you to practice that daily, not just one time, but as a daily practice. And again, as you're tapping, and again, wherever points on this. And for those of you new to tapping, or EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, you can search this on YouTube, and there's different teachers and so forth. But it's like that you have, you know, zones, and you have pressure points, and we store energy. It's just permission, right? So utilizing some of those affirmations, it is safe. Maybe safety's up for you. It is safe for me to, you know, to be in relationship. I allow myself to receive. I'm open and vulnerable and willing and so forth. Amy's asking, I didn't write this fast enough. Affirmation is a chosen belief. And so we can choose our beliefs, because your beliefs are shaping your world. And so, you know, it's allowing yourself to go there. So there's some emotional tools you can practice. On the practical tools, one of the most important things, all of you, and we touched on this last week a little bit, but I want to reinforce it, is that one of the most impactful things you can do for your team, for your volume, for sustainability within customers, and therefore then people potentially becoming builders, is to focus on having converted users.
Yeah.
That people that regularly, we talked a lot about education last week. We want to be educating all the time on what you can use for what. We modeled that with Daryl last week and some questions around, so that's on another podcast. You can come back and listen to it in entirety. But just to recap, that is to be tuning in and asking people, you know, what are your favorite oils so far in your kit? And what oils are you hardly using or not using at all? And educate, 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 both in your Facebook groups or one-on-ones, is that you help people become converted users. Because when people are converted, they become like an evangelist. They become a natural sharer. And therefore, we're now intentionally cultivating where they have a possibility to be a sharer or moving on to being a former, you know, a formal builder, is that we know that 9 out of 10 people who join any network marketing company, and doTERRA is no different in this statistic, that 9 out of 10 people join simply to use the product,
right?
90%. Now, your best, or most of your, not all, because there is a percentage of people that they absolutely love network marketing. They're looking for the right comp plan, the right leadership, the right product. They think in that thought process. There is 10% that is in that mindset. But the majority are going to be cultivated within becoming, again, product users and consumers. And ideally, I would be setting the goals that we have, you know, we move more people to LRP. That happens when you have converted users. And so from a tactical or strategic standpoint, when you're like, I'm doing it all myself and this and that, some of it you take ownership is belief. So do the belief work and also be in the business of educating and converting people to being regular users, where they see how they can clean with the products, how they feel different with being on lifelong vitality, right? And how they can make different recipes, and this for bug bites and sunburn, and this for, you know, hot cocoa to, you know, up level that when we're back in that season. But you know what I'm saying is just really focusing on making sure that education is a regular part of your doTERRA business, so more and more people are consuming. And as you are interacting with individuals or your small groups, that you are asking those questions and helping people utilize and consume their products. So then they have a need to be on an auto ship type program.
Yeah. There's much. Yeah, no, that's very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Andy, anything you'd add to this about going from the, I can do it myself, and that's probably safer and stronger versus maybe feeling weaker about needing others or partnering in team? Any of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that it's been the whole story of my life. Natalie and I were raised to believe that the best way to do life is as a rugged individualist.
Yeah.
Like, you just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you just get it done. And it doesn't matter who comes with or who, you know, gets left in a body bag. You just go for it. And yeah. So that's how we did life up until, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, when we realized this is really hard. It's really painful and we're not getting the results that we want. And so I think life is going to keep giving you feedback until you really dig deep on, you know, is there a better way? And what is it? And I would just give a huge amen to everything Tiffany has said. Tapping has been something that we've done for over a decade and huge, huge fans. Somebody on Facebook even mentioned using affirmations. So taking the positive belief that you want, but putting it in the form of a question. So, you know, take everything that Tiffany just shared. Why do I allow myself to receive? Why do I allow myself to be supported? Why do I thrive so well within a team? You know, why do I count on others? And how, why do I collaborate so powerfully with others? Just writing one question at the top of a journal page and then just watch and see the miracle of how your subconscious goes to work and starts answering that question. and starts filling in the blanks. So I really believe that one of the keys to a happy and beautiful life is just asking good questions. Mm-hmm. So give yourself the gift of those good questions and give yourself space to really open up to what they have to offer.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's, you know, making room for others to come in instead of having this bubble like,
yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't need anybody. I'm doing this all myself to just really have, like somebody came over the other day to help me feed the horse. And it's like, oh, it's hard to get in. You're just so quick and it's all done. Like to actually give somebody the opportunity and open. I've been having this feeling of like opening and
awesome.
Inviting and allowing people in.
I love that. I love the awareness and you've got such, I can tell you've consciously got it. So now it's time to let it drop down in your heart and to live it.
Yes. Good. Thank you.
Awesome.
And I think too, you know, I get it. And I just love we're talking about it. And so let's make it about progress, not perfecting this. So do some of your progress steps and opening up and just practicing, you know, the being open and being in that space. And you know, sometimes that requires some degree of vulnerability. But it's also fun and it's, you know, it's good. And I think about, you know, my own journey and just thinking about how much beauty has come into my life as I practice being more open and vulnerable, right? But sometimes we get a real high out of wearing the Superman or Superwoman cape, right? And it's just like, oh, okay, I see that versus understanding like, oh, wow, yeah, I can be a powerful leader or powerful man or woman. And I can be in a thriving network, right? Mm-hmm. A thriving team. And again, I think you would love that book. I mean, it's not a must read. It's the, I've summed up the concept, but The Hidden Life of Trees is like, yeah, there we need, we're in community to thrive.
Yeah.
You know, we need community to thrive.
The Hidden Life of Trees, what was it?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. The Hidden Life of Trees or Hidden Language. The book is upstairs in my bedroom.
Yeah, it's The Hidden Life of Trees. I put a link to it in the...
Oh, okay. Hidden Life of Trees.
Yep.
Good stuff. So thank you, Andrea. Good to see you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Hey, Andy, there was a question that came in off Facebook from Molly that I think would be wise. Let's address that together before we wrap today. It's great. Her question is strategies for inspiring customers to join us for a convention. I think that's a great question that we should be all thinking about where that's coming up in a few weeks, how we get more people to connect to that. So.
Yeah. I mean, again, like we've said in the past, the energy is up to us. And so we get to set the tone for convention and create the energy that our team's going to match. And the sad thing is, whatever energy you bring, people will probably only match you about 50%. So literally the bigger the energy you can bring, the further it's going to spread. So, we're going to have a little watch party where we're going to have people come and we're going to live stream it. We're going to be making the bingo cards. I don't know if you saw all the games that doTERRA posted. There's a whole kit. In fact, I've probably got the link here.
Yeah, like, would you share where that is at, just so others can find it if they didn't see it?
Yep. So there's a whole kit of graphics that you can download that has, here it is. Okay. So it's got all these cool, like, table banner graphics. It's got cutouts of each of the owners' faces so that you can take pictures with the owners.
Fun.
Here's the link. It's on doterra.conto.com. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's up to you to show now, like starting now, just how much you're excited for convention and how much you're looking forward to seeing the faces, hearing the stories, you know, discovering the new products, discovering new ways to use the oils, like just really get, give yourself permission to fall in love all over again with everything doTERRA has to offer. You know, like it's such a smorgasbord, right? Like I can't even imagine my life before doTERRA. And so also get creative on how people can make it a social gathering. You know, maybe do a watch party. If your team can't come physically, then do a watch party online, where maybe you have a Facebook group and you're all watching it together and chatting about it. You know, set up a text thread or set up a WhatsApp thread or whatever. There's a million and one ways to solve the technical problem, but just get into the flow of the energy and be the source of excitement, enthusiasm, and your team will follow suit. I mean, if you look at the top leaders in the company, they are high energy individuals. Like every single one of them. Boyd Truman, I wouldn't call him energetic, but like he has enough energy to travel the world nonstop for the last 12 years. And so like just bring your style and your strength of energy and your team will follow. Anything you'd add to that, Tiff?
Yeah, I love that. And I think, basic, simple beginning with like invite them. I mean, we start there, right? It's like, have you invited your customers? Have you, whether called them, texted them, emailed them, reached out in some way, have you put it on their radar yet and invited them? Because sometimes it's like, hey, what's the right way? Well, I don't know if there's a right way, but there's definitely let's get started, right? And let's put the ask out there is to ask them. And then to Andy's point, I think everything 100% is, you know, create some great energy around it and get together in groups online or, you know, if you can with some people in person, however that's navigated for you and where you live and how you feel about that. Andy, are you guys going to have snacks at your watch party or treats or? I think you're muted.
We may or may not be pulling out the ice cream machine. So.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, you might want to RSVP for me for some of your watch party, you know,
I love it.
Down and have a viewing party. But to his point, it's like having energy about it and excitement. Like, oh, I learn so much and, you know, new products that get launched and so forth. It's just a great educational experience and helping people. And again, if they're already a customer, because the question she asked was, how do we invite customers? Is invite them. And if they're already a customer, it's like, hey, I love and look forward to this. It happens once a year. We go deep on education, learning about all the ways we can utilize oils and for home, for pets, for health, for all the things, as well as new products. I love, 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 though. I come away with so much knowledge and insight of how to take myself for me, my family, my home, you know, our health to the next level. Is just share that with them with that passion. I think that is absolutely awesome. I love what Gwen says. I think it's a great idea. She says, I'm mailing snack packages to my team who are attending. Yeah. And you could even, you know, promote that. Hey, got your ticket yet? I'm putting snack packs in the mail, you know, kind of thing. And that there's a little incentive and maybe you have a baby roller bottle of something with, you know, whatever snacks that you're doing. I would love Justin's peanut butter cups if I was on your team, babe, you know, just saying.
Just putting it out there.
I also love Toyin's idea. It's fantastic as well. I think I'll do a giveaway for everyone who gets a convention ticket. Smart is to say, hey, and make it, you know, hey, I'm going to give away a kit or a bottle of this or that. Or you could do several things. Maybe there's five or six things you give away and kind of break it up so you can give away more things. But, you know, there's ways of just creating. I love that is creating the fun and creating the play. And I love things in the mail. I will say that. Now you do not all need to do that because some of you are like, that's not how and that would be a lot of extra this and that. I get it. But it's just like, there's a group of women that I'm in a mastermind with that I created this summer. Great women. Some of them are here live on this session as well. And 9 are in the States. 1 is in Chile. And, they all got mailed a little package as part of a welcome to the mastermind with just, you know, a little face mask and some highlighters. Cause who doesn't love a new thing of highlighters, right? Like are anyone else on this session, like a huge office supply person? Like, do you love going to like office supply stores and love all the colors and all the pens and all the things, you know, I do.
So on that topic.
Yes.
You know how much we love erasable pens.
Oh yes.
Have you
use mine regularly.
I'm glad. Have you found the erasable highlighters?
Will you send me a package?
It's a thing. It's yeah, a real will you, thing.
Will you send me a package?
I love how you're going for the commitment. You're like, that's interesting, Andy. Will you send them to me?
Right.
I look forward to receiving those from you.
Yes, because you guys love me and we love to brainstorm together and I need those for my brainstorming, right? But I'm with, there's some love in the chat box. Oh my gosh, yes, from pens and school supplies. It's just like, oh my gosh, bring me all the things. But yeah, I just put in tiny little things that, you know, from little Target and, you know, maybe a buck for the highlighters and a nice chocolate bar, right? I mean, you do splurge on the chocolate bar. You got to go high-end chocolate, you know.
Maybe don't mail that one in the 100-degree weather, but.
Right. Yeah, this happened a couple months ago. But the point is, and I'm not saying you all have to do that, right? Because you can do online things and yes, in the mail, but just making it fun, right? I just think that bringing that energy, but at the base level, before we're talking about snack packs in the mail and giveaways, is have you asked them? Have you invited them? Have you even let them know this is happening? Because if not, let's make sure that is happening. And then yes, do the extra fun things and maybe like Andy, have an ice cream machine maker at your watch party.
I love the invitation. The convention, like in this format this year, is giving us to think like corporate. So put yourself, like if I were attending a really VIP event for maybe just 100 people or 50 or 20, what would corporate do that would make me feel really special? So that's what I was asking myself just this morning, was like, okay, you know, when they do a really great event and I feel really taken care of, what were the things that they did? And so we get to do that. We get to step into that role and be that kind of leader this year.
I love that. That's such a great mindset thinking. So anyway, glad we got to wrap up on that. I just wanted to make sure, I thought that was a great question to be thinking about and looking at for right now, because it gives you some time to plan and to market and to help more of our customers and leaders and people be part of the convention experience. I mean, this year it's like it's open truly to everyone. Yeah. So there is a huge blessing in that and an opportunity there. So utilize it, right? So anyway, thanks for tuning in today. We're so grateful. I'm so looking forward to my new markers and highlighters. I can't wait to get those in the mail. That's so exciting. And we love you. We cheer for you. We will see you guys next Wednesday, of course, back here. I so too, like Shelley just said, another amazing Wednesday. So very grateful to all of you. Grateful for you as well. Thank you for showing up real and bringing your real hearts and your questions and your needs. And we're in this together. Team Light, right? Let's live a little more this week. Love a little more. Let's be about it, right? Shall we? And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us. See ya.